He saw the combination between emes and ahava and hanor, pleasure, truth, and love. And that's what so the only thing that gives a person real pleasure is if it's something that is real. Something that is not real, it gives a very temporary pleasure. And generally, even the time and time the pleasure is not a full pleasure because you know it's not real. Any physical thing is not a real pleasure. Pleasure of the nerve endings lasts very short and goes away. That's the end of it. The pleasure of achieving closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is an eternal truth of the world. I'm involved in the real thing, the true thing. That is the biggest pleasure one could have. A person puts extra effort into understanding the piece of Gemara, to finding time to learn, that is the greatest pleasure you can have. As much as you have this, we'll have even more in the world to come. We saw the deal for that, which is to show him that it's Anigal Hashem, that pleasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world, also in the world to come. And that's what Mitzvah Shem defines it as. A Tainig Amiti, the real thing. Yeah. That brings a person to a feeling of simcha, a feeling of accomplishing, real accomplishment. As I mentioned, my father, Rabbi Feldman, told me he was speaking to a bunch of very high-level psychologists, and he told them that you're working on a fluid and nefesh. The mind is to bring a person to simcha, you're not achieving. Because to have simcha, it's only if you deal with the full picture of the person. The person is a bound neshama. You're not dealing with his neshama, you're just dealing with his goof and his emotions. You're leaving out some very central part of himself. Yeah, and this is one of our goals in life. It says in Tzad Echon, the Malach HaYishar said, don't create humanity because the Kulam Shkari. Kulam Shkari means that they confuse themselves and they don't define themselves properly. They define themselves as a physical entity. It's a Sheker. A spiritual entity that has physical body. If my entity is physical, then I'm going to have to a Sheker of my life. I fool myself into thinking that just physicality is what life is all about, power. Physical pleasure. That's what the whole world has the hard time to have with Judaism. And the Jews that are not from that, the Jews that are from the same problem. Because we expose the truth of the world. It's hard for them to accept. Maybe they're not part of the truth of the world. Maybe something more to the world than what they're living at. So this is a part of life, to always judge every situation. What is the Mahalat Amiti? What is the real thing? What is the situation that I'm going after making the onions? If I go past the store, if it's selling food that's not kosher, it smells delicious, I decide to myself, this is really where I need my life right now, to eat this food, or I can take a pass and I think it will be fine, I look into a better. If I don't make the decision, then I can't fall into that. If I do, I protect myself. It's a way of life, I'm always saying, Kalasan is no gayer to me, this also. At home, things don't go the way you want at home. What is my reaction supposed to be? You have to be upset, or find somebody to blame, why things are not running perfect at home, or may responsibly appear and take responsibility over here and try to help out. Maybe wife had a hard day, kids were a little bit rambunctious or whatever you call it. It's also, what is an antithetical approach? What's a false approach? If something is something that you create a fear, pattern, you have to make attention. What is the right response over here? Are things out of control or under control? The evidence of the world is that Hashem is always under control. Every situation he puts us into, or lets us be in, still under his auspices. That's what life is all about. Becoming the Ish Emes. That's what we had in this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu, who lived his life to the Pyrenees, he was the one who Nekoya said, or saying to his very day, Moshe Rabbeinu is Emes. That was the holy Kuta. What is Emes of you? Don't tell me it's huge God that Rabbi Shteinu, the Colonel Gopher, said, he has, as it says in Chazal, that the Tzadikim has a mon. Four right next to the host. And the Rishon had far away. So there was discussion before the grand finale of the Machlekes Kerbadosa is who's the tzaddik? Then Moshe Rabbeinu. So they should just have people go out and check. Where's the monk falling? It's falling close to Moshe Rabbeinu and he's right, and falling closer than they're right. So he says, obviously, the Sabbath Friday checked it, and he saw it comes close to Moshe Rabbeinu and far away from Kerb. So he goes to Mr. Kerb and he says, what's going on here? You're singing the tzaddik. But Rabbeinu's not tzaddik. So his answer is, I didn't say he's not excited, but he's doing things wrong. He's taking too much power for himself. And the question is, and why is it fall over far away from you? Because I'm not putting up a big enough fight for the cover of the body. So I have to keep the enough luck, it's going even stronger. It's a beautiful. I'm not saying to the luck, but in fact, I heard this that ridiculous talk dozens of times in the course of his life, that people that are doing these type of things, evil to change your mind. That's why, if you're not clarifying for yourself 100%, is this really the Emes? Or maybe you have some nikkias, maybe you have some self-interest over here, then you could end up in the ground. On the other hand, if you work on it, and sometimes it's not so pleasant, you have to listen to the fact that maybe a Machlekes Shem Shemayim is not so Shem Shemayim. Maybe you could let the other one have something also, and that's everything for yourself. But then that's a Tani Gamiti one here. When you get to that feeling, and you're willing to just let it go, that's the greatest power you have. You have to show yourself that I don't need all this stuff. I don't have to make myself filthy with this type of behavior. And the only way we get to this is by constantly connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the mitzvahs. As Yisrael Shom says, and so you might be in the top of the day in the mitzvahs, the Mokim HaTik, the mitzvah, Akar Lamad. So every mitzvah that pertains to this Anag HaLashem. It's an important thing to try to give some effort to this. When you're doing the daily things, make it into a talent. Give in the morning, it's a Moed HaAnim. Not just something you have to say. Like pay attention to what I'm saying. It's a talent. I say, oh, Baruch Hashem, this world gave me another day of life, whether I deserve it or not. The Chemra, which is Rachmonis. You can go to Be'ez HaShabra. Pay attention to what I'm saying, it's a title. Great pleasure to be able to say, oh, I'm not paying attention to the other. Paying attention to the fact I can see today. Okay, I really can see. That's a wonderful thing. I can see. I can get up. So I can go through them. I can stand up. All these things. If you pay attention to them, everything becomes much more pleasurable because a function or the cause of pleasure is the bonus, paying attention to. If you give a horse a gourmet dinner made by the most fanciest chef of horses in the world, then there's no difference between that and the regular hay that you normally eat. Because it doesn't appreciate what went into it. Then it's food. It's food. It's different. By us, appreciation of something gives the pleasure. The most mundane pleasure, if you come from appreciation, it's a different level of pleasure. Every type of pleasure you have, think about what I'm doing, what I'm involved in. This is some future HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm involved in. It takes a different dimension. The person doesn't think. With the time, it gets used to every type of pleasure. He's always looking for new things. He's never satiated with pleasure. So the pleasure is nothing. It's just a nerve ending. The nerve ending gets used to it. And now, it is something new to excite that. It's a physiological fear. That's why it needs more and more and more always. Because that pleasure comes from this toilet. Adonai, it's a gift from Hashem. And every time it's a new bonus, a new gift, something. Never the same thing. Never the same slice of bread. Never the same going to the bath. Never say mitzvahs, never say prayer. That's how our way to the Sanagat Hashem. Our wives also, our children, also the Sanagat Hashem. I think perfect, but there's always comes from appreciation of things that sign of the relationship, animals and family. And so we'll start with some examples of some mitzvahs. I gave you some mitzvahs before about the rails of a person's appreciation, paying attention to the daily, so suddenly we have a coach for. That self gives a good feeling. The first one he says is Torah. Shashuim. Ehye. Shashuim. Yoyim. Yoyim. That person is going on Torah. Shashua means a pleasant interaction. The Gemara and Shabbos says a lot of Shashua about a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Torah. The Torah and the Shulchanov mentioned it in the Torah. The Kli Chemda of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, cherished. Clear of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shemesh Ta'ashay of Kodesh Baruch Hu has pleasure from the Kavir. It is given to us that we should have pleasure with it. The Baruch Hu, Yishashuyim, Rehinyin Shukayim. Shazem Adam Nebel, the Sholem, Lulim, the Lotho Shashuyim, is about to be. Like I said, if we learn the Gemara to understand it, it is pleasure. From the beginning, it may be hard, it may be taxing, maybe we have to put a lot of effort into it. And finally, when it came up, oh, now I have a new insight, a new pshat, new clarity, that is a Shashua. A pleasant interaction with the Rotten Adoyim. Is revealed in every piece of Torah that we learn. So that's what we're talking about today. To be proud of ourselves, to be happy with ourselves, that we have it right. We know what the real thing is, and that's what the world was created for. So there should be a nation that receives the Torah. Torah is Emes. Moshe Emes, Tirosa Emes. And that Emes guides our behavior throughout our days and throughout our lives. And the second wake of our eyes is a Moshe, and we go to sleep. And we want to be Yish Emes, and all work by His abundance. Always pay attention to how I react to things, how am I doing things, how much of things, in the home, outside of the home, in the yeshiva, at work, shopping, whatever it is, every situation. I want to perfect it more, do it right. So like we all get Hashem. Everything is part of one, all encompassing, the tears of my life. be from the Anshei Emes. When I'm an Ish Emes, then all the sheker of the world doesn't save me one way or the other. My good feeling about myself is not dependent on what other people think, depending on the Emes of the world. This week is the Yom HaShanah of the Entebbe rescue, in the beginning of Cheshvan, maybe next week, the beginning of Cheshvan, next month of Shabbos. Anyway, I'm not going to go around at that time, it's not like some of you were. Yeah. An amazing thing that happened, that there were over 100 hostages, Jewish hostages, and taken from 3,000 some odd kilometers away from there. And the Motzei Shabbos then made this very daring rescue thing, which Kamavan, everyone saw the Hashem, able to go under the radar of Peshuta, the gigantic planes, make it all the way there, passing through on the way there. The smallest one wasn't perfect, but 90% of the people, or whatever percent it was, over 90% survived. So when they came back, it was a big euphoria in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody was excited that people who weren't religious, oh, you see how talented soldiers are, not knocking the soldiers, but shocked them, getting a rush with it. And that's what he's saying. We're actually endless. We know that everything that happens to us is Hashkofa, and we both Hashem was able to see. Tremendous Hashkofa, Siyad HaShemaya. And I saw some article that somebody was close to this title. Laf HaMaisa, that it happened. He said, only a Jew could do such a thing. That's a comfort. We care for one another. We have Siyad HaShemaya. But Hashem held that it wasn't the right thing of Yalof to do. So he said, doesn't make that it was the right thing to do. You don't have to say that this was the right thing because the result worked out pretty good. Maybe he does the right way, nobody would have been killed. The results are not relevant. He was making a point that you have to understand that what brings us to Yad HaShemayah is going to those folks from the Rosh Hashem. Come upon, there were good intentions over here, and therefore it's Yad HaShemayah also, whether it was 100% right or wrong. Focus on the Mahalach that brings success. It's not the credo, it's the Yad HaShemayah. The fact that we have a Kodesh Bohu who is Merachim on us, and we try to do as best as we can to do as well. More we do as well, the more the Shemayim will be in everything. That's the endless of the world. So we should always have a week of refreshed, paying attention to the emes in our life, which should bring us to the high level of the Tainu Gamiti, the real pleasure of life, of feeling that doing my best to do what's right and doing it properly, and fulfilling my goal in life in this world and the world to come. It's amazing about the taking some problems and paying attention to that.